Romans chapter 8 is a favourite chapter of many, and the first verse says, "There is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit." No condemnation in Christ Jesus. Charles Wesley wrote the words of that great hymn, and one of the verses, "No condemnation now I dread, Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine, bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own." No condemnation in Christ Jesus. Wee Johnny had just got his first slingshot. He was up at the farm visiting his grandparents, and he'd been out in the woods practicing all day with his slingshot and never seemed to be able to hit the target. Somewhat dejected, he came back with a handful of stones in his pocket, pebbles that he'd got from the brook. He saw his grandmother's duck going across the farmyard. He took aim and fired, and immediately, dead duck. It was the first thing that he seemed to hit, and immediately the duck was dead. He was so afraid. What will Granny think? I've killed her favourite pet. I've killed her duck. So he lifted the duck, and he went off round the back of one of the barns to a woodpile. And there he was burying the duck, and just as he turned round, Big Sister Sally was standing watching the whole thing. She smiled at him and she knew that she'd got him. I'll be able to use this to my advantage. So that night after dinner, Granny was cleaning the table and she stood up and she says, "I'm going to do the dishes." Sally spoke up and says, "Oh, Johnny would love to help do the dishes." And then she mouthed the words across the table at him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny had to go and do the dishes. Next morning they get up. Grandad was getting the fishing poles and the fishing rods into the back of the van. He says, "I'm going to go fishing today." Granny says, "Oh, that's too bad. I have to stay at home and prepare dinner." Sally spoke up, "Oh, Johnny would love to help prepare the dinner. He loves to do that." And then she whispered across at Johnny, "Remember the duck." And she was using this just to get Johnny to do all of the chores round about the farm, all of the chores that she needed to do, she got him to do. When she just uttered those words, "Remember the duck," Johnny was miserable. He was plagued with guilt and remorse, and he was living now as a slave to his sister. After about 2 or 3 days, he couldn't bear it any longer, and he thought, like the prodigal son, "I'll confess my sin, I'll tell Granny what I've done." So he went to Granny and says, "Granny, I have a confession to make." And he put the slingshot on the kitchen table. "I killed your duck with my slingshot. I'm so, so sorry." She put her arm around the boy and says, "Johnny, I know all about it. I was looking out the back window whenever you hit the duck, and I knew you'd killed it. But Johnny, I love you. I knew that eventually you would confess. And Johnny, forget about it. You've confessed it. It's all put right. You don't need to worry about it anymore. You don't need to live in slavery. You don't need to live with guilt. You don't need to live as a slave to your sister. I forgive you." And you know, sometimes we live with guilt and doubt and fear, and the devil tempts us. As the hymn writer said, "Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within." But whenever we confess our sins to the Saviour, who knows all about it, God sees everything. He knows all about our guilt, all about our sin, all about our shame. And the devil will taunt us and make us a slave to that guilt and that sin. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look to the cross, confess your sin. God knows all about it and he loves us. And he's able to cleanse us. Christian, you don't need to live in guilt or in slavery. When Satan tempts us to despair and tells us of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. My sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. Confess your sin. God will forgive you. He loves you. Calvary covers it all. And you can live in victory over guilt and over slavery.